This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has updated climate normals for locations across the country, including Fairbanks and some other Alaska places. Rick, what's changed and why is it significant?
So Fairbanks and interior Alaska, in fact, much of mainland Alaska, has traditionally fallen into what climatologists would classify as a subarctic climate. Now, one of the defining features is that there is at least one, but no more than 3 months a year with an average temperature above 50 degrees. What's happened with the new updated climate normals that were just released by NOAA is that a few places, including Fairbanks Airport and Nenana, have seen the May average temperature creep above 50 degrees. That gives Fairbanks 4 months with an average temperature above 50 degrees. And in the most commonly used climate classification systems, at least Fairbanks Airport, is no longer a subarctic climate. Fairbanks Airport now falls into the warm summer continental climate. This change also has taken place with this set of normals at Nenana. Now, of course, nothing dramatic has changed just because the normals increased by 9/10 of a degree. Rather, it's symbolic of the changes that we have going on.
Yeah, a benchmark for sure. And too bad, because subarctic sounded so much tougher. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.